It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The village of Whitefish Bay in Milwaukee's North Shore suburbs declared a public emergency this week after residents found a 30-foot sinkhole at a park there.
On Tuesday, the village made the declaration to speed up repairs and protect public health. WITI-TV in Milwaukee spoke with resident Jane Collins.
I walked on that path exactly where the sinkhole is at 8:15 the night before it happened.
We'll find out about the village's plans to update aging stormwater infrastructure. Then a member of the American Society of Civil Engineers tells us about the condition of sewer systems around the state.
Joining us now from Whitefish Bay is the Director of Public Works, Matt Collins. Matt, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Can you describe for us what this sinkhole looks like?
Absolutely. So this is an active construction site as we speak. So first and foremost, we are extremely thankful that no one was hurt with this incident, and public safety is our primary objective with this one. So as we start to look at short-term fixes and then long-term results, we just are asking the public to just be mindful that this is an active construction site. We have our fencing put in place. But yeah, we are thankful that as that happened, is it's a highly utilized park and pathway, that we're just thankful that everyone's safe as we try to look at how to resolve this storm sewer collapse that happened within Big Bay and Buckley Park.
Were there any witnesses reported, or was anyone injured in this sinkhole?
No one was injured, and we had quick confirmation within our police department and neighbors that had their Ring security systems pointed in that general vicinity. So we were able to confirm pretty quickly that no one was on site as far as over that sinkhole when it did collapse. So we are thankful that we were able to make sure we had temporary fencing up very quickly. And now we're just working on emergency repairs just to have more of that stormwater flow exit to Lake Michigan while we work on more permanent solutions.
Can you describe the infrastructure here, the storm sewer, and the age of it and how it failed?
Absolutely. No, thanks for asking that. So I'll back into it. Whitefish Bay is the second densest population per capita within the state of Wisconsin. So if you can imagine how dense with residential, types of urban environments, we really depend on a stormwater system and a storm sewer system to take care of any impervious surface to go into that utility infrastructure. Within the village, we have seven different basins, and within one of the seven basins, it drains directly into Lake Michigan. So if you can almost envision how the normal environment works, where you have ditches go into creeks, creeks go into rivers, rivers go into either a lake or any body of water. The same thing was designed over 100 years ago for the village of Whitefish Bay to take care of all that storm water underground. So within one of these basins, where all that convergence happens with all the underground pipe system, that's where we had a failed collapse of that storm sewer. So unfortunately, it's where everything comes to a head based on that slope. And it's supposed to go out to Lake Michigan, but there's a manhole that collects all that basin within one area within that section, the southeastern section of our village. And 70 feet deep, there was a collapse of that main storm sewer. And when it collapsed 70 feet deep, what happened is the earth kept on eroding all the way down until you actually had a collapse on top where you had that 30-foot sinkhole. So the real challenge for the village right now is how to get down 70 feet in order to make those necessary repairs. So it's almost like a two-phase approach that we have emergency repairs going on as we speak with contractors and engineers to get some positive flow, because that water has to go somewhere with the next rainfall event. So there's a sense of urgency to take care of emergency repairs right now to get that storm water out into exit Lake Michigan. But that doesn't mean we're done. We have to actually fix where that collapse happened 70 feet deep. So it's almost going to be a two-phase approach that we have emergency measures going on right now. But that doesn't mean that we don't have a sense of urgency to actually make permanent repairs to that stormwater basin so we can actually get that system up and running. Because this
Matt,
yeah, go ahead, please.
I just want to ask here, you know, this could be costly, and addressing really aging infrastructure nearly a century old. And I'm wondering what your village is looking at for costs and going forward, how you would bring this sewer system up to, you know, the standards today.
Those are really good questions. Absolutely. So in regards to the age of the system, you're absolutely correct. When we have a village that's over 100 years old, we do have an aging system. That doesn't mean that we don't do necessary inspections and repairs as needed with not only storm sewer, but your water mains. You have your sanitary systems that are all tied to these utilities. So we do what we can with ongoing inspection, maintenance, and repairs. But something to that depth is very unique to this area at the same time. So it's going to be something that's going to be exploratory with this immediate issue. But then as it relates to cost, we're not even there yet. Our primary objective right now is to get a pipe in the ground and to make sure before the next storm happens that we get that water out of the community. Because if we don't do that, then you're talking about flooded streets, and we don't want that to happen. So at the same time, we just want to get over this first hump, and we're hoping to get a system in place by today and this weekend, and then we're prepared for the actual storm system coming through.
Matt,
and then when it comes to cost, we're going to have to determine that with our engineers.
As it goes, Matt, thank you for bringing us up to speed here. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it as well.
Matt Collins, Director of Public Works with the Village of Whitefish Bay, as we talk about Wisconsin's sewer infrastructure after the village begins repairs to a sinkhole there. Now we go to Ken Mica, Regional Director for the American Society of Civil Engineers, member of the ASCE's National Board. Ken, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to our discussion.
We are hearing about this sewer line failure that is, you know, a 90-year-old infrastructure, 30-foot sinkhole. What do you think of this type of a failure here?
It's not a surprise to hear of a failure like this with America's aging infrastructure and the funding that's not there to keep America's infrastructure going, that these types of situations are happening all over the United States. So it's not surprising at all. In 2020, the American Society of Civil Engineers Wisconsin members gave Wisconsin stormwater infrastructure a C, which the national grade was a D. And C being, you know, it's not meeting today's standards, and D meaning that we need to do some investments as soon as possible. So hearing that a 100-year-old storm sewer is still in place when the geographic area has changed quite a bit and we've seen increases in stormwater events, it's just a combination of those two things causes these types of situations to occur.
Geographic areas change quite a bit. Are there areas of Wisconsin's geography that could be more susceptible to sinkholes?
I would say that based on the geography itself, no. It's just a general practice when you start populating areas more and more, and there's becoming less impervious surface for water to infiltrate into the ground. The stormwater is going to have to go somewhere, and so putting it into sewer systems and other areas is key, storage ponds as well work to help manage some of the stormwater flow. But when you start having aging infrastructure and as water will do what it does, and that is it'll go to the easiest path or the path of least resistance. If the infrastructure is aging, you know, cracks will open up in the piping systems, and then that will start pushing soil around the pipe, and then you start having sinkholes like it just had happened this last week.
Can a sinkhole release underground gases? Are there any issues there with, like, methane, for instance?
The only time that you might have a situation with gases would be related to an actual gas pipeline in the area because of the soil around the one pipe loosening up and flowing to another location. That could also erode if there's a nearby gas pipe or a natural gas pipeline. That could erode soil around that gas pipeline, too, which can cause issues as well. So usually you won't have any of those issues unless you're in a jet, you have a sinkhole in the area, both of a stormwater pipe and a natural gas line.
What solutions are engineers turning to and developing to address, you know, aging wastewater infrastructure around Wisconsin?
Well, one of the big things is how do we make the current infrastructure last longer? Mm-hmm. There hasn't been enough funding over the years to provide to support all of America's aging infrastructure. Now, granted, Wisconsin received about $7 billion from the IIJA, and for that was passed in November 2021, and water systems received nearly $1 billion. But that amount of money, while it seems like a lot, that was just a small amount to help take care of the overarching issue with Wisconsin's infrastructure in general. You know, so looking at trying to divert water from going into piping systems, if we can keep it more at the surface or help it slowly infiltrate into the ground and help depleted groundwater aquifers. In addition, with the pipe networks that are there, there are some opportunities where we could line the inside of the pipes to help prevent any sort of leaks from occurring. But the best course of action is when there is funding available is to reevaluate the size of the system and then replace as needed, to ensure that the piping system underground is able to take the full capacity of what's being provided to it from the surface.
And the density of how many people live in an area would also, I would imagine, impact the type of infrastructure you need to replace it with.
Absolutely. The greater the density, the more type of the greater infrastructure need is for that area, especially in urban settings where residents are packed together and you have mostly smaller lots with homes and driveways and garages and sidewalks and roads. There's very little green space for the water to infiltrate into the ground. And so that's really when you need to start finding different sewer systems or stormwater ponds to help manage the stormwater coming from the environment.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That was Ken Micah, who is a regional director for the American Society of Civil Engineers. He's also a member of its national board. And earlier, we talked with the Village of Whitefish Bay's Public Works Director, Matt Collins.